Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's welcome in Greg Jarrett back to the Dom Giordano program. This man is awake today. That's a miracle because I think, Greg, you're one of the top people monitoring Adam Schiff for Fox. How do you do it? How do you get through it?
A lot of no-dos. I think there's been a run on it at Walgreens.
It's got to be. But, you know, yesterday I thought Schiff became more maniacal even than before. Something about his eyes, something about this. When he said 10 more minutes left in my presentation for your timing, I thought there was going to be cheers at that point. That's what they should have done.
You know, I think picking Nadler, Jerry Nadler, as well as Adam Schiff, as the faces of impeachment were a mistake. You know, the way they conducted the secret hearings, depriving the president of having counsel present, cross-examining witnesses, presenting their own evidence, clear violations of due process, and just the sheer nature of how they went about it with enormous arrogance. I think that does not play well in front of United States senators. And when Jerry Nadler accused them on Tuesday night, these senators, of being complicit in a cover-up by not immediately granting the wish of witnesses, I think that turned off a lot of senators. Some said they were insulted by that. That's not the way to present an impeachment case if you're asking for votes.
Yes, and these are two figures that really, you know, Democrats have some figures that might have a shot at winning some people over. I take your point. How should, now we have two more days of this, I guess, of 8 hours. What would you say the lead should be with the Republican lawyers when they get their shot? Would you caution, don't go into all kinds of territory. Stick to what you've already done. Let's not open up anything. You've made a strong case here when you stick to the overall issue of the Constitution and impeachment.
They're going to argue that the facts don't support a crime.
Right.
And that crimes are not alleged in the two articles of impeachment. And therefore, as a constitutional matter, these are articles that are defective on their face. In all previous presidential impeachments, crimes have been alleged or violations of law. That was true in the Andrew Johnson case in 1868. It was alleged he violated a congressional act. In the Nixon case, when the House Judiciary Committee voted out articles of impeachment, they cited numerous crimes. Same thing with Bill Clinton. In 1999, I covered it in Washington. There were 11 felony offenses, including obstruction of justice and perjury, that were identified right in the articles of impeachment. Mm-hmm. Here, there are none. So as a pure matter of precedent, if not constitutional interpretation in the impeachment clause, there is on its face no legitimate case.
And I think, Greg, that's why there's no spark or drama, because, you know, you're not pointing towards something that people can grab onto and see the arguments. This just becomes who has the votes. And I think that spoils it, because I think executive privilege, I don't know if you've written about that in one of your books, you probably have over the course of time, is a great thing to talk about. How far does that go? What are the parameters of it? But not in the hands of people like this.
Well, Article 2 should be dismissed because it's ludicrous. Asserting a legally recognized privilege is not an impeachable offense. And in fact, Jerry Nadler said as much himself. And I'm sure the defense This was several years ago. The defense, I'm sure, will bring up those words of Jerry Nadler. And the Supreme Court has said you may never punish or penalize somebody for invoking a recognized legal privilege. That would be unconstitutional. And so Article 2 should actually be dismissed. If you want to have, you know, a trial on the merits on Article 1, have at it. But, you know, the crux of Schiff and Nadler's case is that the president was, and they said this yesterday, cheating.
Yes.
You know, he was trying to gain a political advantage in the upcoming election. My goodness, history is replete with presidential actions that benefited them personally and politically, but at the same time were otherwise legal decisions by presidents. That is not a, you know, an impeachable offense. And, you know, I just finished reading Doris Kearns Goodwin's, you know, famous book, Team of Rivals. Lincoln, during the Civil War, as he is about to run for re-election, convinces General Sherman to allow the soldiers of the Union who were fighting in the South to return to their state to vote to reelect Abe Lincoln.
That is a great insight.
So, you know, and so every president has engaged in an act that has a dual purpose.
Right.
It helps the nation and it helps them politically. That doesn't mean they should be removed from office.
You made my day. I haven't read that book, but I'm going to go and read it just for that chapter. At least Google it. Greg Jarrett of Fox News. Greg, what are you working on now? Do you have another book you're working on? What's on the agenda for Greg Jarrett?
Well, my book, Witch Hunt, is still selling well. So I'm still talking about that, doing book signings and speeches and so forth. I'm thinking about writing a third book, but I haven't decided yet. I write these myself. It's a lot of work, and I'm a bit exhausted after two books in 2 years. So,
well, the big question, the Rubicon, will be about the witnesses. And given what you've said, given their presentation, how do you think this goes? Do they have enough vote to force having witnesses?
Well, I think senators are reluctant to call witnesses because they realize this is a Pandora's box.
Right.
That if they call Bolton and Mulvaney, the president has every right to invoke executive privilege. There's absolute immunity for it. That has been the case for decades. But, you know, that would allow Republicans to call people like Hunter Biden, Adam Schiff himself, and the fake whistleblower that triggered this impeachment. There's evidence that the two coordinated and colluded to invent this grounds for impeachment. So, you know, be careful what you wish for. We'll wait and see what happens as to witnesses, but it may be a close vote.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.